The fall cultural season is underway in the Berkshires, but it's hard to detect much difference between summer and fall. There's still plenty to see and do, as there always is in and around the Berkshires. Noted actor Jonathan Epstein appears in a dramatic reading of King Henry VIII's love letters to Anne Boleyn, Chaucer's bawdy tales, Shakespeare's sonnets, and the writings of Aubrey and Dunn, accompanied by early music ensemble Calliope on Saturday at 4:30 as part of the Music and More series at the New Marlborough Meeting House. A pre-concert talk takes place at 3:30, and a reception follows. Pianist Vincent Adragna will join duo Parnas, featuring violinist Madeline Parnas and cellist Cicely Parnas, to play works by Prokofiev, Brahms, and Schubert as part of the Tannery Pond Concert Series in the barn at the Darrow School in New Lebanon on Saturday at 8. The Parnas sisters grew up in nearby Steventown and enjoy a devoted, loyal following. Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Irian, who live part of the year in the Berkshires, bring their new sound and new repertoire of songs from their terrific new album, Wassaic Way, to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9. Produced by Jeff Tweedy and Patrick Sansone of Wilco, the 11-song album introduces a new Guthrie and Irian, with resonant melodies amid lush soundscapes that vividly evoke a range of moods from carefree and playful to contemplative and melancholy, taking advantage of the beautifully organic blend of the duo's harmony vocals. It reminds me of a cross between Double Fantasy, the John Lennon-Yoko Ono collaboration, and some of Richard Thompson and Linda Thompson's early work. Earth Jazz pioneer Paul Winter headlines a benefit concert taking place in a converted boathouse in Salisbury for the Great Barrington-based environmental magazine Orion on Saturday. The event will include drinks and hors d'oeuvres catered by Old Inn on the Green. Winter will play some of his most popular early work and feature new music composed for an ambitious project called Flyways, which traces the great bird migrations that begin in the Rift Valley of Africa and extend over the Middle East and up into Europe and Asia. An exhibition of paintings by Copake, New York artist Jeffrey L. Newman, who I consider a sort of inheritor of a torch passed down from Edward Hopper in terms of Newman's vision of the loneliness of small-town life in America, opens at the Sharon Historical Society Museum with an artist reception on Saturday from 5 to 7. There'll be an artist walk and talk on Sunday, October 13th at 3 o'clock. Scott and Hem in the Garden of Allah, a new play about the friendship and rivalry between F. Scott Fitzgerald and Ernest Hemingway, is premiering now at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield through Sunday, September 29th. The play, written by Mark St. Germain, takes place in 1937, when Fitzgerald and Hemingway met in Hollywood at the notorious Garden of Allah apartment complex. A humorous and heated exchange ensues about the cost of love, friendship, and the price of being a writer. And oh, what a heavy price it is. The Beauty Queen of Lanon by Martin McDonagh, a black Irish comedy starring Shakespeare and Company founder Tina Packer and critically acclaimed company actor Elizabeth Aspenleader. They both give great performances in this show, running in the Bernstein Theater in Lenox through next Sunday, September 15th. Directed by Matthew Penn, making his company debut, The Beauty Queen of Lanon tracks the dysfunctional relationship between a mother and daughter who are locked in a dance of mutual loathing, which may prove more durable than any love. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.